Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I didn't even have to work today. I could just showed up 5 minutes ago, opened up the microphone, and we will have a great show for you, regardless of any show prep that I do whatsoever. But I still had to put in the show prep. I still want to get all these great audio clips, all the great highlights and everything. But literally today, like, I really don't have to do anything. We've got great people sidekicking with me here all morning long. On this Freedom Friday, our friend George Blacker, that's who started this whole Freedom Friday thing with us. He's back in town. You know, he moved down to Texas. He's back in town, so he's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Becky Hillier, she's going to look on the bright side in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, but here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, great to have our friend Tim from Savage in studio with us for the hour. Tim, great to see you.
Yeah, I feel like that cheap warm-up act that people say, okay, let's get to the real show here coming in. But, hey, I'm happy to join you. I brought you some protein from Pakistan.
Oh, yeah, Craig's Smokehouse Jerky. Oh, my goodness, this is good stuff. I've had this before. Man, you didn't have to do
Savage.
That.
That's good stuff there.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that. Thank you. Oh, no, man, I'm going to have to break that open pretty early here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. So you're actually in Billings today because you're going to be calling some games later today. Which games are you covering?
Yeah, the Sydney Eagles girls basketball. They're playing the Eastern A Divisional at Metro Park, and so had a game last night. And man, those Billings Central girls are tough, continuing their undefeated season. So they kind of rolled the Eagles of Sydney, but looking forward to bouncing back and playing in a loser out game this morning against Custer County at 10:30. So I'll be from here heading over to Metro Park Arena and putting on my own headset and getting some work done.
Yeah, that's why. Well, it's great to have you here in studio. Yeah, because we would have gotten you on later in the morning as well, but you got work to do later today. So good to see you here in the early hour of the show. I did see our friend Tommy O'Neill out in Butte. He's got the Western Sea Boys and Girls Divisional Basketball tip-offs today at the Butte Civic Center as well. So we've got the rundown on our Montana Talks website right now. It looks like the first game today for the boys is Manhattan Christian versus Two Eagle River or Noxon. And then the girls, you got Shields Valley versus Hot Springs or Lincoln starting at noon, I think is the first girls game. So, yeah, there you go. Look at what the action taking place in Butte, the full rundown on our Montana Talks websites.
Yeah, tournaments all over the state going on. We got the A divisionals going right now. We've got the Western Sea, Northern Sea, I know is going right now. And then next weekend I'll be back in Sydney doing the Eastern Sea. And so we'll be covering all of those games Wednesday through Saturday. And so, yeah, it's tournament season. You're going to see those buses all over up and down the highways.
You got your Mr. T shirt on for Mr. Tim Tharp. So if you're out there at the basketball action today, go say hi to Tim from Savage in the house. But yeah, Mr. T, man, that's got a whole new meaning now that you slimmed down back to your 1980s weight. Yeah. Using Billings' last diet.
Yeah, that's been my radio persona for about 30 years now. My kids used to call me that when I was teaching math, and so it just kind of stuck with it.
That's what your school kids called you. Yeah. I'll bet your own kids.
No, they never did.
Nowhere near as respectful.
No.
Yeah. That's how it always goes, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, other people's kids will be nice to you. Your own kids are like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Dad, whatever. Big nerd. Yeah. That's what they say to me anyway. You're embarrassing, of course. Gotta be.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, high temperatures will range from around 50 in Bozeman to the mid-50s in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, lows in the upper 20s and low 30s. And then for Saturday with sunny skies, high temperatures ranging from near 60 in Billings to the lower 50s in Bozeman. Clear to partly cloudy skies continue into Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Securing America.
A House Armed Services Committee hearing Wednesday examined the defense industrial base and its ability to meet the demands of the military. Hearing chairman, Republican Congressman Mike Rogers of Alabama, says we cannot prevail in conflict without a strong industrial base. But, he says, there is a big problem.
Over the last 30 years, we have watched the industrial base atrophy.
Washington Democrat Adam Smith says we also have to approach the subject with a more realistic viewpoint.
How do we manage the challenges that we face instead of imagining that we're somehow going to be dominant in the world and be able to deter everybody?
However, former Deputy Secretary of Defense and President of the National Defense Industrial Association, David Norquist, testified there is good news.
Our nation has a defense sector that is innovative and dynamic. What is required is to shape the conditions that will allow it to perform in the way we want.
Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
So I did a story about Butte, about copper, and about Donald J. Trump and what he had to say about copper this week on Truth Social. Then I thought, you know what? I'm going to reach out to our buddy Evan Wilson. He's an incredible pollster. He is the numbers guy. I said, hey, Evan, how well did President Trump do in Butte, the Democrat stronghold of Butte, compared to other presidents? He shared some numbers that go all the way back to Dwight Eisenhower. Check out that full story. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Tim, you can see the mess in my studio. This is yesterday's show prep. This is not today's show prep yet. That's the stack you see right here. So you get to see the mess firsthand here. You know, you can hear the mess on the air when you're listening through the
monitor.
Yeah.
I know what it looks like, but
now you can see the actual mess of the studio here.
Well, and honestly, it doesn't look any different from my table when I'm at a basketball game. You've got stuff here, you got your stats, you got the last time the teams met up, you got the standings, and then just in case somebody wants to know what's going on across the state in the other tournament, yeah, you got stuff everywhere, but you got to be ready for it.
Yeah, and then, well, because you never know what's going to happen, especially in a game. You never know, you know, in this game, you never know who's going to call in and what they're going to want to talk about, and so you got to be ready for anything. And yeah, just like, and then you get nice notes from, you know, grandma listening, and they want to say hello to, or, you know, pat their grandson or their granddaughter on the back during the game, during the live broadcast. That's all part of the fun as well.
Oh, yeah, and then there's always somebody in the crowd that has a birthday, and so then once you start that, everybody gets a birthday shout-out.
That's right, yeah. How come you didn't mention my grandkid? And then the station gets the phone call complaining. Oh, I'll tell you what, Class C games, though, man, what a blast those are. I was just talking with one of our guys here, Caleb from our marketing team here, because I think he's going to watch some of the games. And, you know, we've got our mutual friends from Scobie and KCGM Radio. You did some on-air time there as well. And so when they were, you know, down here playing for the state tournament, you know, went over and sat with some of our friends from Scobie, like Arlen Call, the former Border Patrol agent in charge up there, who's now retired, back farming, and watched John Mackhart and Jared Neeskens and crew in action calling the game. But those Class C games are a ton of fun because everybody in those small towns, they're all in for their teams.
Oh, yeah.
In the bigger towns, it's just kind of like, yeah, if you're related or if you've got a friend or if you're just such a big booster, you go. But it's just not as big as it is in those small towns where everybody's all in.
And it's just not the same feel. As much as I love being over at Metro Park and doing some Eastern A like that, you know, doing the C, it's a big family reunion. I mean, you see people that you only see once a year at the tournament. And especially for me, getting to run into all those folks from Scobie, I mean, and they've got some good teams. I wouldn't be surprised they're both back in Butte playing for the state championships again this year. They, both their girls and their boys, won the 3C tournament, and the girls knocked off North Country. North Country Mavericks went 3 years in a row without a loss, and the Scobie girls took them. So, yeah, and I was just on the phone with Jared a couple of days ago, making plans for next weekend and coordinating which games I'm going to be doing for KCGM and which ones they're going to come down and do in person. So, yeah, it's just it's a great time catching up with everybody. I wish I didn't have to wear the headset. That way I could have a lot more fun.
Just go sit in the stands. And, yeah, I get that same way, too, when I'm doing my radio show. It's like, okay, this is fun doing the radio show, but it's like, man, it'd be nice to be at the place where I'm talking about right now, or be who I'm, you know, talking with, be actually on location. So sometimes being stuck at a chair, being stuck at a desk can have its frustrations. But then again, we get to go to so many cool places, you know, and talk to so many cool people as a result. Yeah, it was fun a few years ago. Luster was playing in the state championship. Mm-hmm. I think it was their first ever state championship, or not championship, but state tournament that they were playing in. And What was so cool about that team is Luster, for those of you who don't know, that, you know, they have the Schmeckfest every year. Christian school. It's a Christian school out in the middle of nowhere, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you don't know how to get there, you're not going to find it.
Yeah.
It's a tricky place to get to. But, yeah, I got to do their divisional games. I'm watching them play, and I said, man, they can compete with anybody out there in the state. They were so good. And, yeah, and that's just a great community. I enjoyed going down to Schmeckfest when I was up in Scobie and going down and visiting the folks. And they're just so welcoming. And it's a beautiful little place to go to school.
And it's a boarding school. And after COVID-19 and all that stupidity, you had parents all over the world who wanted their kids to be able to go to school and be able to play sports because in their countries they were falling for this Fauci stupidity. And so a lot of them sent their kids to Luster, Montana, mm-hmm. so they could live life and at a great Christian school. And so what was kind of fun is you'd see the team and they had like a kid from Taiwan, I think. They had kids from Africa. So if you were just there to watch the tournament, you'd think, oh, they recruited all these top-notch basketball players. No, these were just kids from other countries who came to this Christian school. Some of them had never even played basketball before, but Luster says, that's all right. We'll show you. We'll
teach
you.
It was a real trick as far as sportscaster because you had kids from France. You had kids from Italy. They were all over the world. I mean, I was joking. It was Luster International. And they had so many different kids on that team, and it was almost as bad as trying to do hockey, trying to pronounce those names. But, yeah, that was a solid team.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if you can get those Norwegian names down, you can get any names down at that point.
You just say them quickly and with confidence, just like when you're reading scripture. Quickly, with confidence. Oh, that's how you pronounce that name. I don't know.
Shadrach, Meshach, and all right, next up on the court. You know. Well, Matt, let's talk some fun political news here this morning. Have you been listening to a little of the news or reading any news on your way over this morning?
Well, and I heard the Flakes talking about this earlier, too. One of the big campaign promises was doing away with tax on tips and tax on Social Security, but as I understand that every single Democrat voted against that yesterday. And so all of a sudden the great Democrat ideals are no good if Elon Musk or Donald Trump come up with them.
Surprise, surprise, surprise on that one. One soundbite that I want to play coming up after the Farm and Ranch report is Karine Jean-Pierre, former Biden White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She was on some podcast and she was just lamenting the fact that after Joe Biden, you know, did so horribly in that debate with Donald Trump, mm-hmm. how it was a firing squad from the Democrats and the media attacking Joe Biden. And it's like, oh, so you had three bad weeks of the firing squad going after Joe. That's every freaking day for Donald J. Trump. So it's like, A, it's interesting, but B, it's also like, cry me a freaking river.
Exactly, yeah.
We'll play that audio for you and more coming up after this. Plus, Scott Jennings on CNN, he just repeats the Democrats' words back to them, and they flip out. They don't know what to do.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
A housing reality that has been in place in the high-cost cities for many years has started to arrive in Montana, and that is this. It takes two full incomes to be able to afford a house. One-income households, even for many above-average-paying jobs, simply can't do it, especially with mortgage rates above 7%. Now let's throw in another data point, child care costs, which can easily top $12,000 per year for a family with two children. Simply put, the cost of housing and feasibility of starting a family are intermeshed. That makes having a family even more of a dilemma. When both spouses need to work to afford a house, that can necessitate expensive child care as well. Those facts might help explain why the fertility rate, defined as the number of children born to women aged 15 to 50, has been falling since 2007 in the U.S. A rate of 2.1 is considered sufficient to keep population from falling over time. Today's rate of just over 1.6 falls quite short of that. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. You'll likely need a universal translator to decipher the fiscal discourse emanating from Capitol Hill. You'll hear a lot about budget reconciliation. Congressional Republicans intend to enact President Trump's core agenda of cutting taxes and reducing federal spending. In the Senate, Republicans have 53 votes, but that's not enough to crack a filibuster on a bill. The bar is 60. However, there's a way to overcome that obstacle. Use a special process called budget reconciliation to bypass a filibuster and approve the bill. Budget reconciliation isn't a trick or scheme. It's a time-honored parliamentary method used by both parties to enact their agenda when they can't vault the filibuster. The issue is that you have to have a budget in place in order to use reconciliation in the Senate, and the House and Senate must approve the same budget vehicle for reconciliation. The House is trying to approve its own plan soon, but not the same package as the Senate. And if they don't align, the GOP can't use budget reconciliation to avoid a filibuster. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
How long should you keep your old tax returns? I'm Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show, with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
It's time to take the quiz. 5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Experts advise keeping your returns for a minimum of 5 years. That's how far back you could be audited. CPA Bill Dendy says,
so those that are 12 and 15 years old, get rid of them. Probably won't go back that far ever.
You are able to keep digital copies of returns, but Dendy also warns you may need documents longer. Make sure you have physical or digital copies of any receipts or corresponding documents that may need to be presented for an audit. Watch The Big Money Show weekdays at 12 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Taylor Riggs, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, Montana State University's leading wool and sheep expert was recently featured in Time magazine, highlighting ongoing work to explore novel uses for wool and how MSU is gearing up to serve the industry better. With more, here's our network's Rachel Gable.
Brent Rader, Montana State University Extension Sheep Specialist and a faculty member in the College of Agriculture's Department of Animal and Range Sciences, appeared in Time magazine in an article entitled "Farmers Are Using Wool to Save Water in the Drought-Ridden West." Rader said the real story is that of Albert Wild, a sixth-generation sheep rancher in Utah, and his interest in adding value to waste wool.
Probably 4 or 5 years ago, he really got tired of, you know, not being able to market his wool effectively, especially like the all sorts, you know, the bellies and tags. And so everybody's been trying to figure out a way to use them, you know. For years, we threw them in our raspberry patch for slow-release fertilizer, and people have been putting them in gardens. But it's kind of, I see now it's kind of taken off on TikTok a little bit. A couple of people are posting about using kind of that low-value wool as a replacement for peat moss, especially in spreading seeds.
Rader said he and other researchers wondered if the wool could be applied to the cold, low organic matter soils in Montana on a field in a sandy, silt-type soil. That research, he said, is what he contributed to the Time article.
But this is our mission with this. We're building this new wool research lab at MSU, and so this is not the first project that it's going to do, but we just wanted to really kickstart the research moving into that.
The current lab has served the industry for 75 years. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. Now, MSU broke ground on that new facility last May and anticipates opening in 2026. Just another great example, though, of agricultural research in action. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Cattle are amazing creatures that can take a unusable resource and turn it into a protein-packed opportunity to feed people.
If we just left this prairie to its own devices, it would become encroached with invasive species. It would no longer exist as a prairie.
We really care about the future generations because we want them to come back and enjoy raising beef as much as we do.
Together, we bring more beef. It's what's for dinner.
Hello, cattlemen. Sand Hill Wood Angus would like to invite you to their annual production sale Tuesday, March 4th, 1 o'clock Mountain Time at Sydney Livestock in Sydney, Montana, selling 90 top-quality Red Angus bulls. Bulls are bred for longevity, performance, and type. If you're a commercial cattleman looking for Red Angus bulls that have some extra bone and mass, you will want to see this set of bulls. Also selling 100 Red Angus bred heifers and 100 first-calf Red Angus pairs. Please look us up on Facebook at Sand Hill Wood Angus or on our website, sandhillwoodangus.com.
See you sale day Tuesday, March 4th.
Well, this week at its 2025 Winter Policy Conference, The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture called on Congress to develop comprehensive strategies to help address agricultural labor challenges and border security. The new policy item says that comprehensive ag labor reform is needed to allow access to the H-2A program for year-round agriculture industries, creating a pathway, if you will, to legal status for agriculture and agribusiness workers who are employed but may be under questionable status. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemeth.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, here you go. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, Alex Thompson sharing this via X. I think the DailyWire.com has a big story about it, too. This is Karine Jean-Pierre talking about what it was like working in the Joe Biden White House after Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance against Donald J. Trump last year.
Personally, I think what was the toughest thing to see in the 3 weeks was there was a disconnect for me. What was happening with leadership in the Democratic Party and how it was truly, as my former colleague, communications director Ben Lebold said, it was a firing squad. And I had never seen anything like it before. I've never seen a party do that in the way that they did. And it was hurtful and sad to see that happening. A firing squad around a person who I believe was a true patriot.
All right. She had never seen that happen before. It was so hard.
Aaron, where do you keep the tissues in this studio? Oh, my goodness.
Right outside the door. If you did. Isn't that? Yeah, it was so hard to see. Donald Trump has faced the firing squad from every single one of the people you were just whining about for 10 years now.
You know what? As I'm hearing her whine and lament about that, I feel unburdened. I feel unburdened by what was. And so I'm so happy that we don't have to listen to that droning voice that really doesn't say anything ever again, and unless we want to bring it up here.
Even that little 30-second clip that I just played, it's like, okay, hurry up. Make your point. But it's like, would like to talk on the radio today. I was like, oh, my goodness, lady. I haven't even had all my coffee yet, and even I'm like, let's go. Come on now. By the way, this enjoying that jerky here this morning. That's some good stuff. We were chewing on that beef jerky during the Farm and Ranch Report, which is very fitting. Let's see. Man, so many different topics to cover here this morning. What was the other one? Oh, Scott Jennings on CNN. I always wonder, this guy does such a great job, counteracting the left-wing wackos on CNN. The latest back and forth, though, I'm like, is CNN deliberately putting, and I'm not trying to be mean here, but this is what it looks like. So Scott Jennings is the one conservative on this panel of like 4 to 6 people on CNN, and he destroys them every single time. But when I watch this latest back and forth where he uses their own words against them, I feel like, is CNN deliberately putting the dumbest people they can find and putting them on that panel to just spout Democrat Party talking points because they know that Scott Jennings is the only ratings bump they're going to get?
You wonder where they're coming up with, and you see so many of those talking heads on the TV, and it's like, how did you get this job? How did you score this six-figure position here to be on TV and talk about stuff when you make absolutely no sense at all?
Well, I want to play at least part of this back and forth. It's a CNN clip, so we'd have to get permission to air the entire thing. But I know there's at least one or two little chunks that we can share where you get the point, you get the gist. Zelensky is going to be at the White House with President Trump here later today. The mineral deal is a deal. It's a done deal. The Treasury Secretary was on the news talking about it. Stephen Miller's talking about it. Isn't this just crazy? What a different time, a whole different world we are now living in.
Oh yeah, and you can if you pay attention, you can start to see the pattern. The left just freaks out every time that Trump says something. He's always going to do this. This is what. Oh, it's horrible. But guaranteed, it's part of his transactional leadership style. He's setting people up. He's setting the narrative, letting people know this is what I would love to see. But he's setting up the negotiation. And sure enough, every single time. it comes back around and it ends up getting settled. I mean, and even look at what's coming up right now. He's, what do you say, a 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and people are all a Twitter over that and all worked up. But it's going to get sorted out. He's making it clear. And latest was with Zelensky. And now who's coming to the White House? Zelensky's going to come there and he's going to get this squared away. And we just continue to the left just continues to blow up every single time, when the reality is if they just wait 24, 48 hours, they see the result of exactly what Trump is doing.
There was a guy, I was looking for a soundbite here. I've got Stephen Miller talking about this mineral deal with Ukraine. He's, of course, the Deputy White House Chief of Staff. But I think I actually want to play this one. The British Prime Minister, Starmer, was at the White House yesterday. And what he said about President Trump and this, and the brilliance of this mineral deal, I think is something that needs to be highlighted here. This was from Hannity's program last night.
Oh, but he's being mean to Zelensky. No, it's called negotiating and hopefully ending war in Europe. Despite what you might hear on fake news, CNN, MSDNC, President Trump earned the respect of world leaders. And here's more from Trump's joint presser with Britain's prime minister. Take a look.
Mr. President, I welcome your deep and personal commitment to bring peace and to stop the killing. You've created a moment of tremendous opportunity to reach a historic peace deal, a deal that I think would be celebrated in Ukraine and around the world. That is the prize.
And we hope it comes to fruition. Things are looking good. We'll see over time. Give President Trump time to negotiate, to put a...
All right, and yeah, Hannity, of course, goes on to talk about, you know, more work that needs to be done. But yeah, what a soundbite there from this British prime minister. I don't think we'll see that one playing on a loop. I don't think the local TV stations will be putting that on their Facebook pages or anything like that.
No, and that's the whole problem with this, is that these things are happening, but the media, and I was reflecting, you know, several years ago when I was driving back and forth to North Dakota every other morning talking to you, is, you know, we railed against the media during COVID, and it seems they haven't learned a thing. I really hope that the mainstream media would kind of learn a lesson with everything that's happened, but no, they're going back to that same old tired rhetoric, and they'll attack Trump, attack the right, and they're ignoring these huge stories just like this, where, you know, the British prime minister saying, hey, Trump's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. He's got our respect.
All right. Well, it's great to have Tim from Savage in studio here today. He's in town for the basketball tournaments. You can jump in on the conversation as well. Back after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'm still organizing my show prep here. It's like, man, there are so many things we could be talking about right now. Tim, before I play this, let's see this Scott Jennings clip here. You got anything you want to talk about here this morning before we get to some other topics?
Oh, I'm wide open game for anything. You throw it my way. I'm happy to chit-chat
just
about anything you got.
So just put the ball on the tee. It's so easy these days, right? Because there's so many good things to talk about with President Trump.
It really is. I mean, he's accomplishing every single thing he said he was going to do. And then every time the left totally freaks out over it, all it is just another campaign promise. He's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. There's nothing that he's doing that's off the rails or anything he's just pulling out of the blue. He's just doing exactly what he said he was going to do. And that's why the left is so freaked out over it, because they've never had leadership like that. And, you know, having the cabinet meetings, talking to the press, you know, all of these things, it's exactly what he promised, and we're getting it.
You know, it was interesting. I love Ronald Reagan, and I love President Reagan, but Donald Trump Jr., I was listening into his interview with Sean Hannity last night, and at the very end of it, actually, let me just play it for you, since I spent the time to sit there and listen to it, and I recorded the audio, because I'm like, well, I'm going to sit here and watch the whole thing anyway, I might as well record the audio. I don't know if I got this queued up in the right spot or not. But let's see, let me get just the last, I don't know, 45, 50 seconds or so of this interview. But it's like the last 15 seconds that was really interesting.
Is now we have a real bench of real fighters, of real thinkers, who can take America First policies in decades from now. And that's just amazing to watch. So you never know. One day maybe you have to step up. Maybe, somewhere down the line it, gets off base again and you need someone that can come in and be the sledgehammer to normalize things, perhaps like my father is. So it would be a great honor, maybe one day, but we'll have to see at the time. Right now, I'm just really excited about the team and the great personalities that are just doing such an amazing work. When you think about it, I read the stat the other day. They've cut more in 3 weeks. It was 3 weeks at the time than Ronald Reagan did in 8 years. And they're just getting warmed up. They're just getting their boots a little bit wet in the White House again now. So the possibilities are endless, Sean.
All right. So, yeah, he was asked the question, hey, would you ever consider running for office? And then you could hear him go, well, we've got some great fighters. We've got a great bench going right now. But then he said, yeah, they've cut more federal spending in 3 weeks than Reagan did in 8 years. Now, that was a different time period back then, and what needed to happen, especially on the world stage, but still, wow.
And all they're doing is, this is the easy stuff. I mean, he's less than a month in here. I mean, or I guess a month and a few days. He's 5 weeks into this presidency, and this is just the stuff that they're finding right away. Can you imagine what they're going to find once they start digging? And all of the corruption, all of the stuff that's been buried, and the left isn't upset because Trump is uncovering corruption and waste. They're upset because he's uncovering their corruption and their waste and their slush funds. And once Musk and the Doge team underneath Trump's leadership starts digging in, they're going to find things that are just going to curl your hair.
Did you see the Babylon Bee headline? This is kind of tight. So it was about I saw the Babylon Bee headline first. I hadn't seen the real news headline, which is that California Governor Gavin Newsom started his own podcast. Mm. Gavin Newsom has a podcast. Well, anyway, the Babylon Bee said, said this. They said that Gavin Newsom launched his own true crime podcast about how he killed California.
Oh, wow.
So that was just epic Babylon Bee response to something that was actually in the news with Gavin Newsom launching his own podcast. But on that front, you talk about the government waste, fraud, and abuse that's being identified by Doge. Medicaid waste in California. What they're wasting our Medicaid money on is outrageous. And the Democrats are saying, oh, they're trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. No, they're cutting wasteful programs. Yeah. They're not cutting your whatever entitlements people are getting. They're cutting the wasteful spending programs that threaten whatever entitlement programs you're getting.
Exactly. And by cutting that waste and that fraud, then all of a sudden there's going to be more money available for legitimate uses to be able to help people who actually need the help. And I witnessed a little bit of that. I was power of attorney for my mother-in-law her last several years, and just the amount of waste that people wanted to spend on her. Does she need this? Does she need this? Well, we can do this. And all of the different things that they were willing to pay for that she didn't need. And it was like some of those folks are just trying to push it down your throat anyway. Just waste that wasn't necessary.
Yeah. Here's the part of the Scott Jennings back and forth on X. I think Elon Musk is the one who highlighted this. Yeah, Elon Musk says that Scott Jennings, Scott's voice of reason is like music. And Scott Jennings, about 24 hours ago, shared this on X. He says, I spend most of my time repeating back to liberals their own words and ideas, only to have them seconds later deny ever saying them. It's truly astonishing. And that's exactly what he did in this little back and forth.
Can I be real for a moment that Doge is not about cutting money, right? It's not about spending. It's about shrinking government so that it'll be too small to stop Trump with whatever else is in this plan.
Why would the government stop Trump? Isn't he the head of the government? You're saying the government would be too small to stop Trump. If Trump's the president, why would the government, the bureaucracy, be actively trying to stop him?
Anyway, so then that guy starts flailing for about 60 more seconds, and then Scott Jennings just does it again, uses his own words against him, and then they turn to the military. Then the same, obvious lefty, straight out of some overpaid college professor job, probably. Then he starts saying, well, Donald Trump's trying to control the military.
You said he's going to put someone in charge of the military?
The president is in charge of the military. That is how it works.
He was elected president. We, according to the Constitution, vest all executive authority in a president. And the concept that the military should be an independent agency or that the bureaucracy should resist the political leadership of this government is extraordinarily dangerous.
So no, that's such a straw man.
That's literally not what we said.
Yeah, they're like, that's what they just said. That like, that's not what we said.
No, that is exactly what they said. Now, I didn't serve. I 100% support the military, but retired Lieutenant Colonel Flint, isn't he the head of the military? Don't they call him what's the name? Commander-in-Chief?
Commander-in-Chief. What does that mean? Is that like, that's a suggestion, I think. Oh, I think okay. That's just like, it's ceremonial.
Oh, okay. You know, so he actually doesn't have any authority.
Yeah, he can't declassify anything. He can't order you to go somewhere and do things. It's just purely symbolic.
Okay, so that suitcase that they're carrying with, that just has some Diet Cokes for the president. That's all that is.
I thought
that was the nuclear codes, but no, okay, that's Diet Coke. Gotcha.
Absolutely hysterical. And, we think that, and that's what they just exposed, is like they don't want him taking away their slush fund. What that back and forth is also a reminder of is that they didn't just use the FBI and the DOJ to weaponize government against Trump and against the American people. They have used every single government agency to be weaponized against we the people. That's what all this Doge is highlighting now, is how they're weaponized. They're funding all of their political operatives and all their woke leftist garbage to attack American business, to give money to terrorists overseas. And it's just showing how everything from the USAID on up to the USDOJ was weaponized against the American people.
Well, exactly. And what they're describing here, saying that that we need to figure out a way to isolate and protect the government or the government needs to be a separate independent agency, that Trump's already named that. That's called the swamp. He is the chief executive officer of the entire government. He is the commander in chief, and that's his responsibility. And that's exactly what I voted for. That's what we want in position. There. We don't need to isolate or protect the government. We want him to take this over.
Yeah. So apparently, I'm finally checking some of my messages here. Apparently, our producer, Caden, doesn't know that he can come grab some jerky, too. So Caden, get your butt in here during the next break, but just make sure you're back in time to run the legislative update here, because we got the legislative update from the Family Foundation coming up here right after the next break. And then, Tim, I know you got to run. Go get ready for your basketball game. So final minute, what do you want to tell folks all across Montana?
Just continue to stand up and support the president, support the governor, support these things that you voted for. You look back in November, this is what you wanted. You voted for this when you elected your Montana legislature. This is what you voted for when you sent Senator Sheehy to D.C. This is exactly what you voted for. So don't let the left continue to rail against it and try to convince you otherwise, because this is what you wanted.
What a great message. And yeah, speaking of Senator Sheehy, he apparently met with the Doge crew. Let's see. I know I've got a tweet here, post on X. I thought I took a screenshot of it, but we've got the audio. Don't you worry. So maybe I'll save that for later on in the 7 or 8 o'clock hours of the show. Senator Tim Sheehy. Yeah, just wrapped up a great meeting with Elon Musk and Doge at the White House. They're doing important work to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in our government. Keep going. And we just cannot understate how important Senator Sheehy's victory was right here in Montana. And every single one of you are a part of it. Tim, great to see you.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Trump is ordering a 30-day freeze on government credit card spending, which is great. This comes a week after Doge discovered nearly $40 billion in spending last year linked to issued plastic to employees. The Biden Treasury Department admitted they sent at least $31 million in Social Security checks to dead people. $31 million. Oh, no need for Doge. The Trump State Department has identified $60 billion in grants that could be eliminated. Thank goodness John Roberts stopped this court order on foreign payments. By a lower Biden-appointed judge. I mean, just unbelievable. And it's all the same crap.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Look, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then trying to blockade us when we dump their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard as well. Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is for premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy, $0 qualifying plan by dialing #250. Say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest to goodness wireless price right. #250, keyword save now. Claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, high temperatures will range from around 50 in Bozeman to the mid-50s in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, lows in the upper 20s and low 30s. And then for Saturday with sunny skies, high temperatures ranging from near 60 in Billings to the lower 50s in Bozeman. Clear to partly cloudy skies continue into Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Lanzlocki.
This is Derek A. Stryker, Chief Legal Counsel for the Montana Family Foundation, filling in for Jeff Lanzlocki. Across the country today, certain medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing young children under the radical and false claim that a person can change their biological sex through a series of irreversible medical interventions. This ideological fiction is being met with biological reality in this country and across the world. Health authorities in Sweden, Norway, Finland, France, and the United Kingdom are now prohibiting or discouraging medical interventions for gender dysphoric children. These countries are now recommending a more cautious approach. Here in the United States, just days after taking office, President Trump issued an executive order to protect children from chemical and surgical mutilation. There is growing national and international consensus that so-called gender-affirming care is actually harmful, irreversible, and inherently dangerous. In fact, it is now the policy of the federal government that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, or support transitioning a child from one sex to another. Here in Montana, the legislature passed Senate Bill 99 last session. That bill offered protections for children from dangerous and harmful medical interventions like puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgical mutilations. Unfortunately for Montana families, the Montana Supreme Court ruled in the case of Cross v. Montana that Senate Bill 99 should be enjoined. This means the protections that the Montana legislature provided to children will likely be ruled unconstitutional by our progressive Supreme Court. And despite the fact that 24 other states have passed similar laws to protect children from these dangerous medical interventions, Montana children could still fall victim to this radical ideology. Our Montana legislature has not given up the fight to protect children and adults from the dangerous consequences of so-called gender-affirming care. On Saturday, the House Judiciary Committee will hear testimony in support of House Bill 682, which is known as the Detransitioners Bill of Rights. This bill offers several key protections for the victims of gender transition procedures. First, the bill provides a 25-year statute of limitations for anyone who suffers harm as a result of irreversible medical interventions aimed at transitioning a person from one sex to another. Oftentimes, the harms associated with transition procedures are not realized until years or even decades later, and the potential harms are well known and varied. For instance, men who are treated with synthetic estrogen have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, breast cancer, sexual dysfunction, and infertility. Women who are treated with testosterone have an increased risk of severe liver dysfunction, breast, uterine, and ovarian cancer, and infertility. These are the irreversible consequences resulting from these experimental procedures. Because these interventions are inherently dangerous, House Bill 682 provides for strict liability against any medical provider who performs these treatments on an adult or minor patient if that patient later suffers harm. The bill also requires that insurance companies who cover transition procedures will need to provide coverage for the painful and expensive detransition process. This bill is necessary to provide justice for individuals harmed by these medical interventions. The reality is that these treatments are experimental, irreversible, and undeniably life-altering. The individuals subject to these experiments, often as minors, deserve the opportunity to hold providers accountable if or when they realize the true extent of the harm they suffered. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Derek Haystriker reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Thanks to Derek Haystriker for filling in there for Jeff Lasloffy with the legislative update. A great report and very in-depth as well. Coming up, we're going to look at the bright side of things. By the way, look out your window. Holy cow, what a beautiful morning here.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
A housing reality that's been in place in the high-cost cities for many years has started to arrive in Montana, and that is this. It takes two full incomes to be able to afford a house. One-income households, even for many above-average-paying jobs, simply can't do it, especially with mortgage rates above 7%. Now let's throw in another data point, child care costs, which can easily top $12,000 per year for a family with two children. Simply put, the cost of housing and feasibility of starting a family are intermeshed. That makes having a family even more of a dilemma. When both spouses need to work to afford a house, that can necessitate expensive child care as well. Those facts might help explain why the fertility rate, defined as the number of children born to women age 15 to 50, has been falling since 2007 in the U.S. A rate of 2.1 is considered sufficient to keep population from falling over time. Today's rate of just over 1.6 falls quite short of that. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.